This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
Do you have legal questions? Listen now to The Law Lady. Get empowered and informed with Angela right now here on RFM.
Kia ora koutou katoa, and today we are going to talk about divorce. So divorce is the legal process that you separate from somebody else, and we're going to go through a little bit of how this works legally and what your options for this are. So as always, the show is only general information and your specific circumstances may be different. If you'd like some specific advice, you can give us a call on 0800 529 878, or you can contact your own lawyer. The information on my show isn't meant to replace individual advice from a lawyer, but we would like to hear from you. So if you've got anything to share about this show or any of my previous shows, you can post on the Taranaki Community Law Facebook page. You can also follow Taranaki Community Law on TikTok and on Instagram, and I will post a couple of pieces of information about how divorce processes work in Aotearoa New Zealand on our Facebook page as well. So the reason we're talking about this is that there have actually been a couple of changes to the way divorce works, and I'll talk about those next time. Today we are going to talk about the kind of general process of getting a divorce and what the responsibilities are and how you go about doing that. So the first thing to know is that the legal term for divorce is called dissolution of marriage. I don't know why it's not actually divorce, but it isn't. It's a dissolution of marriage. So this is the legal term that people use when there is a divorce. And a divorce is a legal document. It's called a dissolution order. So it's a court order, and it comes from the family court. So to be divorced, you need a court order that says that you are divorced. If you don't have a court order, you are not divorced. You are separated, but not divorced. So the situations in which you can ask the family court to legally end your marriage or civil union, in Aotearoa New Zealand, there is only one sort of ground of divorce, and that is what's called irreconcilable differences. So that just means that you don't have to prove any kind of wrongdoing by you or by the other party. You just have to be separated. So you can ask the family court to legally end your marriage or civil union, because this also applies to civil unions, if you have been living apart for 2 years or more and at least one of you is domiciled in New Zealand. So domiciled means that New Zealand's your permanent home. So at least one of you needs to be permanently living here in Aotearoa, New Zealand, even if you are or have been living overseas for a while. So you don't have to have been living in New Zealand continuously forever. You just have to, it just has to be your permanent home. So if it's your permanent home, even if the marriage didn't take place here, you can then apply for a divorce in New Zealand. So you're considered to be domiciled in New Zealand when you were born here and have not made a home in another country with the intention of living in that country for an indefinite time. So you were born here, you have been, even if you have gone overseas, living and working overseas, but not planning on staying there indefinitely, then you're still considered to be domiciled in New Zealand. You can also be considered to be domiciled in New Zealand when you were born overseas, but you've made a home in New Zealand with the intention of living here for an indefinite time. And there can be a bunch of factors that might play into this. The most obvious is that you have citizenship or permanent residency. Both of those things make it clear that you intend to be living here for an indefinite time. But there might be other ways that you could show that as well. So the fact that you were married or entered into a civil union in New Zealand isn't actually enough on its own to allow you to apply for a divorce. At least one of you also needs to be domiciled in New Zealand when the application is made. It doesn't have to be you, it just has to be one of you. If you are married or entered into a civil union overseas, you can apply for a dissolution order in New Zealand, provided that at least one of you has been domiciled in New Zealand when the application is made. So the marriage doesn't have to have taken place here, it can have taken place overseas. And so that's that kind of domiciled one. The other main factor, and this is in fact the main kind of criteria, and this is the one which is changing for victims of family violence, which I will talk about next week. But for this one, you have to have been separated or living apart for 2 years or more. Now, if you live together within the last 2 years because you're trying to get back together, you can still apply for a divorce if you tried to get back together and it didn't work, but you do need to tell the court that you did this. And you can try and get back together during that 2 year separation as long as the total time you spent together is not more than 3 months. So you try to get back together and it doesn't work, and then you try again to get back together and it still doesn't work. As long as that time frame is less than 3 months in total, then you can still take that first separation date as that date, and it's 2 years from there. If you separate and then after 6 months you start spending more time together and living together, etc., etc., and you spend more than 3 months together and then you separate again, then that's that second time frame that the 2 years has to run from. So occasionally it can be a little bit complicated about whether you have actually been separated for those 2 years. But often people have in fact been separated for quite a long time before they apply for a divorce. And so that's fine. It just has to be at least 2 years. It is not a problem if you have been separated for more than 2 years. As well as that, when you make that application, if you've got kids, the court must be satisfied that arrangements have been made for their day-to-day care and other aspects of their welfare. But that does not mean that all of your care of children issues have to have been resolved before you apply for a divorce, because these things can be ongoing. There just need to be some kind of arrangements in relation to that. As well as that, you also should be trying to sort out any relationship property, but again, your relationship property doesn't have to be resolved before you can get a divorce. The only criteria for getting a divorce is that 2 years of separation and that one of you is domiciled in New Zealand. So even if your relationship property stuff isn't sorted out, and sometimes it's not because it can take a long time, you can still apply for that dissolution of marriage even if they're not fully sorted. So a break for our first song. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about how you need to apply, and there are different criteria if you are applying together than if you are applying separately. So our first song today, this is by Navi, and this is Scared to Be Happy.
They say when you break up two times. The first when you leave, the last time you cry. I haven't cried over you in a while now. But that's not to say you with her didn't hurt. Took hundreds of nightmares, I ran through the worst. Breaking old habits, learning not to need you. I could see a whole life way together. But you took it from me, gave it all away to her. And damn it hurt. So why now that I'm moving on am I sad to let go? And why now that I'm letting go am I scared to be happy? Maybe it's cause I know you won't be the one I call. I'm stuck in traffic after hours, someone's cut me off. No, I don't need you in those moments anymore. I should want a party, but that means I'm moving on forever. And I've thrown away everything we used to be. No, I'm not ready to admit that I don't need you anymore. I could see a whole life way together, but you took it from me, gave it all away to her. So hard that to lose you would be impossible, but I guess I'm through. you break up two times, the first when you leave, the last time you cry. I haven't cried over you in a while now.
Hoki mai anō kia te Law Lady on RTFM, and today we are talking about divorce and how this works sort of legally. So the main criteria is that you have been separated for 2 years. Sometimes you might have to show when that separation occurred. If you have a separation agreement or some kind of separation document, this can be helpful because it helps set out when that separation occurred and that kind of stuff, but it isn't a legal necessity. So you don't have to have a separation agreement as part of that. So there are two ways that you can apply for a divorce. The first is when you both make the application, and the other is where only one of you does. So if you both want to get a divorce, then you can apply for a dissolution order together. And this is one of the ways to do it. So once you've decided if you want to appear in court or not, then you both need to fill in the form. So there's a specific form for this. It's available on the Ministry of Justice's website, and I will put a link to it. It's called a joint application for divorce. You don't have to fill them in together. So although it's a joint application and you are both going to complete it, you don't have to be in the room together to complete the forms or swear the affidavit. You can do that part of it separately, right? The joint application just says essentially that both of you agree to the divorce, right? You both want the divorce to happen. So that's kind of why it's a joint application. So you have to fill in a form, you have to swear an affidavit. The affidavit sets out, like, it's basically explaining what has happened. You can do it separately. This is the kind of thing that Taranaki Community Law can do for people if you can't otherwise afford to see a lawyer. You also need to include some further information. So you need an original or certified copy of your marriage or civil union certificate. You can get this from births, deaths and marriages, so they will hold a copy if you don't have a copy. And if you've got a separation agreement or a separation order, you can you must also provide that, prove that you've been living apart for at least 2 years. But most people don't have a separation agreement or a separation order. That's relatively unusual. That's fine. You don't need one of those things. Your affidavit will set out when you separated, and so that's you telling what has happened. And with the two of you, that information will likely match as well, and so then it's pretty straightforward. Equally, unless you're right on the edge of that 2 years mark, it's not normally the kind of thing where it would be a really big deal, right? Because it's long enough that it isn't a problem. So once you've done that, you've got your joint application, so you both completed it, you both sworn an affidavit, you've got an original copy or a certified copy of your marriage or civil union certificate, and a copy of any separation agreement or order that you have. You then file that application, so that means you take it to the court. There is a fee for this. The fee for applying for a divorce is $242. That is a standard filing fee. It isn't like an extra expensive one or anything like that. You do have an opportunity to ask for that fee to be waived, so to not pay it. That's a thing that the court can do, but it doesn't always do. So that's an option for you as well. You don't have to have a lawyer in order to go through this process. You just have to fill in the forms, and that affidavit does have to be certified by somebody. But if you are unsure about it or you're a little bit unclear, you can always get some legal advice as well. Once you have put in that application, if you decide together that you don't want to appear in court, and I'm guessing most people don't, the court will just look at the forms, check to make sure that the requirements are met, and then make the dissolution order. So if you don't appear in court, it's basically just them looking through your papers and then giving you the dissolution order. You'll be legally divorced 1 month after the date the dissolution order is made. Okay, so you've got 1 month to wait, and then you are legally divorced. And the court will send copies to both of you using the addresses that you have provided. So that dissolution order, it's a court order, it's a legal document, just like marriage certificates, birth certificates, all of those other things. So it is the kind of thing that you want to keep with your other important legal documents so that you know where it is, just in case you ever need to show it to anybody. If you do decide that you want to appear in court, the court will tell you when you need to come to court. If you have both, if it's a joint application for divorce, then you both have to go to court on that day. So if one of you is a little bit reluctant, you don't have to do it. You can just file it and say that you don't want to appear in court. If you say that you do, you both need to go to court. A judge will then make the dissolution order and the divorce will be official on that day. Now, you might think, well, this will be faster, but actually a court date, a date on which you both appear at court, could be further out than a month, just depending on how busy the court is and how much room the judge has to see you. So no guarantees. And then again, you've appeared in court, the judge makes the dissolution order and the divorce is official, and then they send copies of that dissolution order to you both. So that's the process if you both want a divorce. If only one of you wants a divorce, the process is a little bit different, but it can still be done. So sometimes people think that because the other person doesn't want a divorce, that they can't get it, right? It just can't happen. That actually is not correct. You can apply for a divorce by yourself. You do not need to have the other person agreeing to that. It does make it easier, but it can still be done with just one person. So we're going to break for our second song, and when we come back, I'm going to talk about the process where only one of you wants a divorce. And our second song today is by The Boss. This is by Bruce Springsteen, and it is The River.
Like she don't care, but I remember.
Hoki mai anō ki te Law Lady on RTFM, and today we are talking about divorce and how that process works. If you both want to get a divorce, it's pretty straightforward. If only one of you wants to get a divorce, it is a little bit slightly more complicated, but it is still absolutely possible to be done. So if your ex-partner doesn't want a divorce, or they won't agree to apply with you, or you don't want to ask them to apply together, then you can apply on your own. So sometimes your ex-partner might try and make this process really hard, right? And they just won't agree to a divorce. Or maybe they'll say that they do and then they don't actually fill in the forms, or they're not doing the things that they're supposed to do. You can make the application by yourself. So this is a separate application form. It is a one-party application for divorce rather than the joint one. And again, that information will be on our Facebook page as well. Just like when you are both making the application, you need to include the original or certified copy of the marriage or civil union certificate and a copy of any separation agreement or separation order. Okay, so those other parts are the same. You still have to provide an affidavit. All of that's exactly the same. You then file your application. And again, $242 is the application fee. Again, this may be waived depending on your financial position that you are in. But because only you have made the application and your ex-partner has not agreed to it, the court then will process your application and give you a set of documents that need to be given or served on your ex-partner. They need to be served by someone else, not by you, okay? You don't do the service. Someone else does the service. And it doesn't have to be like a process server or a formal kind of person. It can be anybody, as long as that person gives the set of documents to your ex-partner. So you have to prove that your ex-partner has been given the divorce documents. So the person who serves these needs to fill in an affidavit of service to prove that your ex-partner was given the documents. So the easiest way for this to happen is for the person who served the documents to go to a family court, and the family court staff will help the person fill in the affidavit, and then they can witness it and accept it for filing. So it can all be done in the one place. But it's not the only way. So it can also, that affidavit can be sworn in front of a lawyer. So there are other options depending on how it works. So in order for this to work, you need to know where your ex-partner is, and you need to have someone who can give that to him or her. Right? So those are the two kind of factors in order for that service to take place. You need to know where they are, and you need to have someone who can give them to him or her. It's a little bit trickier if you don't know where they are. So in that situation, you know where they are. You've given it to one of their family members or a mutual friend, for example, and that person gives those documents to them. That's fine. They swear that affidavit to say that that person has received the documents, and then that process can go on. But if you don't know where they are, you can ask the court if you can change the way the documents are served, and this is what's called substituted service. But you do have to try and find them first before applying for substituted service. So you do have to make some effort to figure out where they are. And there can be a bunch of ways. Check the phone book, if that's a thing. Check on Facebook, see if Facebook has told you where they are. Check the electoral roll, contact family, friends, etc., etc. Other online options, whatever it is. If you still can't figure out where they are, then there's another form. It's called a without notice interlocutory, I said that wrong, application for substituted service, and then you give that to the court. And then that's kind of acknowledgement that you have done your best to find them and you are unable to. So once your ex-partner has been given the documents or that substituted service process has happened, they have a set time to decide if they want to ask the family court not to approve the divorce, so defending the application. So it's 21 days after the documents are served, if that's here in New Zealand, 30 days if they're served in Australia, 50 days for anywhere else in the world. Okay, so they've got a time frame. If they don't respond within that time frame, then it'll continue on. Okay, if they do respond, there'll be what's called a defended hearing, where the judge hears from both of you. Now remember, the only grounds for divorce in New Zealand are that you have been separated for at least 2 years. So provided that is the case, even if they want to defend it, it doesn't matter if there's been wrongdoing by you or by somebody else. None of that matters. All that matters is that you can show you have been separated for at least 2 years. If the judge hears from you both and decides there are grounds to make the dissolution order, then you'll be divorced a month after the date the dissolution order is made. In exactly the same way. If they don't do anything, which is often the case, then the court will check that the requirements are met and then make the dissolution order. Again, 1 month after the order is made, it will become final and you will get a copy. If you want to go to court, the judge will make the dissolution order and the divorce will be final on that day. If you want to, just you before the judge, that's something that you can do as well. So it isn't true that you can't get a divorce if the other person doesn't agree. It does make the process slightly more complicated, but you can still do it. And that filing fee, that $242, is a big barrier for some people, but there may be an opportunity to have that cost waived. Dissolution of marriage is something that Taranaki Community Law does. So if you'd like to speak to one of our lawyers about that, you can give us a call on 0800 529 878. But as always, this is only general information and it's not meant to replace advice of a lawyer, because your specific circumstances may differ. Otherwise, ka kore rawa hou a te rawa.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.